I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, a Muslim cleric in Iran publicly admitted that young people were leaving Shia Islam for other faiths, including Christianity. Reporting on the underground church in Iran, MNN's Katie Harth.
Iran's leaders view Christianity as a threat to their Islamic regime. Believers who openly express their faith face arrest, torture, and even death. Despite the risks, the underground church in Iran is thriving. In the full report online, Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari describes three factors driving underground church growth. The underground church in Iran reminds us that God's kingdom is not confined to physical borders or political systems. The church in Iran is growing and shaping the future of Christianity in this restricted country. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And Ramadan, Islam's most sacred month, began this week. Prayercast launched the Ramadan Prayer Challenge at the same time to help Christians pray for Muslims to know Jesus as Savior. Chris Ruge, director of Prayercast, says during Ramadan, Muslims' hearts are especially open.
Islam, like most other world religions, is a works-based religion. And so Muslims around the world are striving every day to do enough to please God and to attain His presence for eternity. And one of the things that they are required to do, one of the five pillars of Islam, is that they fast and pray from sunup to sundown through the Islamic month of Ramadan.
Join the Ramadan Prayer Challenge at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.